Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me on the program Yasmin James, who is the young woman you have seen in national media defending herself against an attacker at McDonald's, her place of employment. She is also joined by her legal counsel, Michelle Rayner Goosby, and attorney Shannon Wiggin, both attorneys. Everyone is with me right now. Ladies, how are you?
We are doing well.
Very good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Let me first start by hearing the voice of Yasmin James. Yasmin, how are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for taking this interview. Are you still employed by McDonald's?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you are where there was a story floating around that McDonald's had fired you. That was an untrue story.
Yes, it was.
Okay. We all saw the video. Just in your own words, what happened and what did you feel during this encounter where you had to defend yourself against the customer of McDonald's?
Well, as everyone knows, he was very upset about you have to ask for a straw upon request, and they're not in the lobby. I told him the policy. He still was very upset and just kept on going off. So then that's when eventually I guess he got too upset and he grabbed me. And how I felt was that I was just very scared because I didn't know, like, what did he have? Did he have a gun or a knife or anything? What was he going to do to me? And I felt very alone because no one really helped me out. No one called the police or anything for me, you know.
Yasmin, let me stop right there. When you say no one called the police, I heard you saying call the police. I heard you saying he was going to jail. You mean to tell me no one in there called the cops on this attacker?
No, I had to call the police. I had to find my phone and call them.
Wow. When the initial assault took place, and I've watched it many times, I thought his assault was really, really physically violent and aggressive. And yes, I could see how you would be terrified because you don't know what else is coming after that. You defended yourself. You defended yourself quickly. Why do you think your response was so quick when that happened? Some people would have still been in shock, but you did step up and defend yourself.
Because I was scared, and when you're scared,
yeah,
some people react different. Some people
right.
shock, but some people move fast and think fast.
How long have you been working at McDonald's?
About 2-3 months.
I read another report. I've done a lot of research with this story because I think it highlights so many elements about safety in the workplace. I read a report that you were physically injured, and it outlined some of your injuries. However, because you did not have health insurance at your employer, McDonald's, you really were hesitant about going to a hospital. Is that accurate?
No.
Okay. So tell me, give me something, unpack that for me. What was the issue about your injuries and going to the hospital?
I mean, hey, Rashad, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
I wanted to jump in. This is I'm one of Yasmin's attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, you know, she wasn't hesitant. She went immediately to the hospital.
Okay.
Was seen by a doctor. I mean, but also you have to understand Yasmin's 20 years old. So
right.
As far as, you know, being able to pay even out of pocket, even the co-pays, that's a lot, you know, for medicine. And I don't believe she was at the period of time that she was able to get health insurance from her employer at that time. So it's, you know, it's kind of like when you work anywhere, you have that time frame.
Right, before benefits will kick in, if any.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So it wasn't that she was hesitant to go. She most certainly went to the hospital because she was hurt.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up because that was a report.
Yes.
Now, all of this takes place. Obviously, there's a recording that comes out. Yasmin, when did you find out that this recording had basically gone viral?
When I got home and mm-hmm. my uncle called me, he was like, I seen you on Facebook.
It was that quick.
He did it. Yeah, it happened. It was that same night.
That same night.
Yeah,
that same night. Were people supportive of you defending yourself?
Yes, a lot of people are very supportive.
Yeah. There's another report of the customer, after he was basically told to leave after attacking you, that he attacked another employee upon his exit. Is that true?
Yes, he didn't attack. He actually kicked another girl on the way out.
Kicked another girl on the way out.
Yes.
I saw that he was charged with two counts of battery. Is that where that other count, and I asked the attorneys, is that where the other count of battery came from?
Yes.
Yes, that's where the other count of battery came from.
There's been speculation of Yasmin suing McDonald's. To Shannon and Michelle, are you guys looking at suing McDonald's?
Hi, this is Attorney Shannon Ligon. Again, we are exploring all measures, you know, lawsuit or not. I am hopeful, you know, to get contacted by McDonald's so we can, you know, work for, you know, an equitable resolve. But to say litigation is off the table, you know, no, we're exploring every possible avenue to protect our young client.
Yasmin, what are your desires in life? What do you want to do?
I want to be a registered nurse or a social worker.
Why?
Because I love working with kids. I'm very caring, and I love to help people out.
Are you in school yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, I know you're not in my state, but if you ever make it to the state of Georgia, I will help you get into college, okay, if you want to live in Georgia. That's my promise to you, okay?
Thank you. That is so sweet.
My pleasure. To the lawyers, why did you take the case? This is a big case. And I got to give a shout out to my friend Rob Woods, who really arranged the interview. He works with the ACLU right here in the state of Georgia. And I'm very thankful for that connection. But why did you take the case, Michelle and Shannon?
Well, one of the things that I think Shannon, and this is Michelle, I think Shannon can agree, when we saw it, we're hometown girls. So mm-hmm. we're both from Pinellas. I'm from Clearwater. Shannon's from St. Pete. And to see this young woman, especially a black woman, be battered in the way that she was, and then we saw people coming out, well, she should have walked away. And we're like, oh, like, no, like, she was literally defending herself.
Right.
And then I think in the work that Shannon and I do, we understand that this goes to a bigger issue of violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
This goes to a bigger issue of workplace safety. Why were there no protocols in place to ensure this didn't happen to her? Why, when it started to escalate, why is she of an employee of 2 to 3 months dealing with this?
Right.
Why wasn't it de-escalated? So I think that there were so many reasons for that. And then also, just as I saw on Facebook the other day, someone said black women always come to the rescue of black women. And I just, you know, my heart just broke because I can't imagine being 20 years old mm-hmm. having something like this happen to you. And not only happen to you, but then go viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then have people, you know, saying, you know, and it was just almost like, I think even in our lawyer mode, it was like a sister protection mode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Shannon speaking. I was shared the video probably hours after it happened, and then, you know, it spread so quickly. I was disheartened because I saw a young black female from my community fighting. And, you know, when I got better and more information, it just, you know, it completely just showed that, you know, one of the world's biggest employers and, you know, biggest real estate developers, they just really do not have the proper training for our frontline employees. So, you know, it was just a matter of stepping up and doing the right thing to not only protect this young woman, but any and all frontline workers. So, you know, I'm hopeful for, you know, their corporate responsibility to help rectify and fix the systematic issue.
They need to do the right thing. Bottom line, they got to do the right thing by this young woman. Only
yes.
there for a few months. That surprises me because usually if you have a neophyte employee who's brand new and there's an argument, somebody steps up and says, let me handle this.
Correct.
Let me handle this. okay? But she stood there. Everybody heard the argument. It's clear. And let me ask this, because there's a social media back and forth about people helping you or not helping you. Yasmin.
Yes.
Do you fault the other employees or management not assisting you, not grabbing the guy to get him away from you, but instead grabbing you? Do you fault them for that?
No, I don't fault anyone, any employees, not even the manager. I just fault the company that didn't have the right policies in place or procedures to what to do when a situation like that happened.
Yeah. Sister, you have greatness written all over you. I'm thankful that you were able to defend yourself against this male attacker inside of your place of employment. Are you looking to return back to McDonald's?
This is Attorney Liggins speaking. We don't really know at this time. You know, again, she's out on, you know, leave and a medical leave. So we're just making sure she gets the right treatment. And then This is handled with white gloves. So we're just encouraging everybody to support her Last Straw movement. And, you know, we encourage people to check out her website because she's, you know, being a really good advocate for workplace and social justice and using her voice in this platform. So
here's what I want people to do. There's a website, and I've been looking for a place to contribute toward the cause of Yasmin James. I've been looking for that place, and you all provided that opportunity for me today. So I'm going to make sure my listeners know that. If you go to laststrawmovement.org, you can donate right there. laststrawmovement.org, and you can donate on that site. What is this movement about?
Well, Yasmin, you want to tell them what this movement's about?
Okay. This movement is about violence against all women and violence against all workers on the front line. And we just want to raise awareness to violence and, you know, get things changed and stand up for something.
That's remarkable. Once again, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is laststrawmovement.org. laststrawmovement.org. You can donate right there. We got about $6,000 I see right now.
Awesome.
So here's what we want to do. We want to go ahead and make that 15 quickly.
Yes.
That 15,000 quickly. That is the goal. I want you to go to that website right now. laststrawmovement.org. There's this beautiful picture of Yasmin right here. laststrawmovement.org takes you to the GoFundMe page. And, you know, a lot of people are contributing. A lot of people are very, very supportive. And they should be, because you were placed in an impossible situation, young Yasmin. And we're thankful that you had the wherewithal to defend yourself, because you could have been seriously, seriously hurt, even more worse than what you were. Thank you all for being on my show today.
Thank you very much.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the interview with Yasmin and her attorneys. We got more on the other side. Realest Man on Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.